Madam President, I move further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Senate chaplain, the Reverend Dennis Morum from Cloquet, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Good morning.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. Good morning to all of you. Let us pray. O most gracious Lord, the source of life and the source of love. We thank you for the break that these senators and their staff have just received. And we pray that during this time away that they have been renewed, refreshed, physically, mentally, and especially spiritually. And now as they return to their work of passing legislature, I pray that your spirit continue to guide and direct them for the good of your people, the organizations, the businesses of the state. Give them patience as they work with each other, doing this work, even in disagreements. Lord, we pray that we will all see each other as someone made in your image and with whom your spirit dwells. As the season of spring advances, we think of our farmers in the state. We pray that soon many, especially those in our southern counties, are able to get into their fields and begin to plant their crops. And we're praying that during this growing season that our state will receive adequate rainfall and again our land, your land, will produce a bountiful harvest. O Creator God, we pray for those parts of our country where moisture and water are in short supply. And we pray that those much-needed rainfalls can begin to again fill those lakes and reservoirs back to their normal levels. In the world news, we are saddened and shocked by the news of the mass killing in that university in Nairobi. And we pray for all the families of those who lost loved ones. And we continue to pray also for your healing and comfort upon those families whose loved ones were killed in that senseless plane crash in the French Alps. In the midst of war and human suffering and disturbing news, may we always remember that your spirit is constantly at work in all areas of the world to bring healing and peace and wholeness of life to all of your people. We thank you for that, as we thank you for this day and for all the good that will be done today in this building, in this state, and throughout the world. Amen.
Spring. Welcome back. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of those. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the notary's public be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives invites and is ready to meet with the Senate in joint convention at 6:45 p.m. on Thursday, April 9, 2015, to receive the message of the Honorable Mark Dayton, Governor of the State of Minnesota, said message to be delivered at 7 p.m. Signed, Patrick T. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, please listen to this important message. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate accept the invitation of the House of Representatives to meet in joint convention in the House chamber at 6:45 p.m. Tuesday, April 9th, 2015, to receive the message of the Honorable Governor Mark Dayton, the State of Minnesota.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exceptions of the reports pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03 on late bills and that the reports pertaining and the reports pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions to be adopted in all in one. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. He's not here. Senator Kent.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate file number 1108, number 44 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your
my
bill,
and I've spoken to the chair.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate resolution number 128 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. The Secretary will read Senate Resolution 129.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution number 129, a Senate resolution adopting permanent rules of the Senate.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move Senate Resolution number 129 be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Hayden, Schmidt, Rood, Dietzick, Peterson J., Westrum, Brown, Latz, Ortman, Scalzi. Any announcements? Senator Marty.
Madam President, Senate Environment and Energy Committee will meet at 12:30. We have a couple of confirmations to deal with.
Also excused from today's session, Senator Nenow. Any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, you'll see on your desk the newest version of Mason's Manual, the 2010 edition. We received them over the break. Once we adopt the new permanent rules for the Senate, this will be the manual that we will be using. So it's your reading material. There aren't a lot of changes from the previous version.
Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a quick announcement to members. A reminder that the topic selection surveys for the Legislative Auditor are due this Friday, April 10th. If you've not done so already, please take a moment to give us some topic suggestions. You can return those directly to me, to my assistant, or to Auditor Nobles. Thank you.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Thursday, April 9, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.